The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
Get something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Thank you, Silence the Voice. I just got an email from a guy. It says, I'm not going to mention my name, please don't. It's just his email anyway, so I couldn't tell what it is. JDRD70 at Cox. I don't know. I'm not going to say it, but he says he's a law enforcement guy. And he says, however illegal it may be for you to call for the murder of someone through the airwaves, and it is, we in law enforcement would like to say we're behind you 100% and we'll fabricate the story if need be.
Nice.
That's all I needed
all
to hear,
law
guys.
Law enforcement guys,
all
you see, leave hear. One story, right?
That's all I needed to hear from the law enforcement agencies of Phoenix, that they will lie for me if, in fact, somebody goes down in Turtlegate 2021. Yeah, I can't deal with it. We got some guys nabbing kittens in my neighborhood, and death can't come fast enough.
He's serial killer stuff.
Yeah, exactly. He's not killing them. Oh. He's taking them, and then they're finding them in places, like traps and things, and it's like something going on. There's only been a couple, and then one's like my cat got stolen. Everybody automatically assumes coyotes, and then there's like a video of some dude scooping up a cat. I don't know what he's doing.
Well, we went to school with some guy that was like abusing cats.
We did?
Yeah.
Who?
This guy, Scott.
Andy Lestock.
His buddy. I don't remember that.
Let's see if I can pull it up here.
Was he same time?
He was my grade.
At Rhodes Junior High?
Yeah.
And he was killing cats? Remember at Dobson?
He was stalking
you didn't go to Dobson. But it was the Gilbert nerds. You guys came over to my high school and slaughtered our entire agriculture.
That was his class.
He had a class. came to school one day, and all the lambs and like stuff we had in agriculture had been butchered in the middle of the night, just left for dead. They bloodied them.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
Nowhere around
that. Some kid was killing cats in our school.
But it was like years later.
It was after. Oh, so we went to school with them.
We went to school with them, but it was way after.
I don't remember this at all.
This dude.
Yeah, I'm going to see a picture of a guy from junior high. Man arrested in mutilation says he took 30 to 40 cats but didn't hurt him. He looks super familiar. It's public record. What's his name?
Scott Andrew Graham.
I don't know. He looks like he had a little problem.
Allergic to cats.
What'd you say?
He says he's
SAG.
Scott Andrew Graham.
Go get him, Toledo. All right. Tom Brenneman approved.
All right, settle down. I thought you said the same thing. Calm down, Kid Rock. We got this. SAG. His initials are SAG.
Yeah.
I thought he said the other thing.
That's what I thought.
Blurted it out. Like, in this day and age, even the cat killer is going to get you in trouble. But you're right. The guy's no question. But, yeah, holy cow. How about that? I don't know him. If I did, I don't remember him. And that's good. Man, that's crazy. I didn't remember that. Yeah. Did you know him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he went to my elementary school too.
Party with him?
Where'd you go to elementary? I didn't really know him. Chrisman.
Okay. Wow, I lived right by Chrisman. He lived right down the street from me then.
Yeah, he was in the neighborhood
because we moved over by that school. Holy cow, I didn't know that. And that was years later.
Yeah.
And did you actually hurt him?
It was like 2012, actually. It was
way later.
Well, they're saying he admitted to taking. He was arrested in the cat mutilation case. He admitted to taking up to 40 cats, but denied harming them.
Well, that one just a couple of years ago where that lady called the cops, said, hey, there's this guy standing here, and he's just taking a cat into the bathroom stall, and he's having sex with it.
Come on.
Jesus.
And he was. The cats, and they had to do the poor vet had to do an exam on it, and it was like, yes, this cat had been rectally violated.
Veterinarians have rape kits.
I don't think it takes much more than the look at the gape. Cats don't gape unless something terrible's happened. Yeah, this cat's had a thing in it. that noise right there, and the guy's like, what's this? It looks like somebody blew out his O-ring.
A cat rose?
Oh, Brady. Too far.
There we
Come
go.
On now.
He's just been recently, to those of you paying attention, he's just been recently exposed to what a rosebud is. At least visually, and it's changed him. Yeah, and every one of them. And good. Thank you to the law officer who said that you would change my story and help me with this if, in fact, the turtle killers are put to justice Italian style, street style. I'm not a fan of that kind of stuff. I
think
hate it.
There's a good chance they're a listener.
The turtle killer?
Levine.
Unfortunately, probably.
Truck driver.
We're us.
Well, we're big over there.
Yeah, Can-I-X and us are, if they're white, all the Mexican stations, if they're
all right, not. Let's blame Can-I-X then.
No, I'm going to blame Piolín. I don't even know if he's still there, but I'm going to go with that La Fiesta station. That's basically
this is my lasers.
He's not wrong. Hey, my brother got arrested last night.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
He ran over a turtle.
Oh, you're an asshole.
Hey, that's not cool, man. Boo. Sad lasers. So, yeah, I just, you know, so long as law enforcement's in it with me and says they're here. Got people emailing, man, I'm crying my eyes out. I just read that story because you talked about it. Said, first off, that story about the tortoise broke my heart. I'm the same age as you, same love of animals. I live in Tennessee. I will pull over and move a turtle that's sunning in the street so he can live to sun another day. Doesn't get run over by a car. Second, he starts talking about something else. But, yeah, if you're one of those animal lovers, you'll do that.
Alex and I tracked down our neighborhood tortoise that got out of a neighbor's yard.
I picked mine up.
He was halfway down the way.
Got to be 10, 12 years ago.
Jesus.
Oh, driving down 44th Street, and I'm like, what was that?
I don't know.
Pull over. There's a turtle on the side of the road, and I picked up that little desert tortoise, the tiny guy.
Did your dogs get to that?
No. He fell off a ledge while we weren't home, and then the landscapers put him back on the ledge.
The dogs got to our
But he's already he was already dead because he was upside down, and that was the one where Megan called,
something's wrong with the turtle.
I'm like, oh, okay, I'll come home and make sure.
I don't know if he's alive.
And I came home, and he had no eyeballs. It was a straight shot through. Oh. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's
whistling.
A sign it's dead.
It was a whistle.
See, when you can through its head.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a clue?
Yeah, that and the fact that it's crispy like a chip now. Evidently, beautiful little. I felt terrible, but.
Our dogs got to Lily. I got a little one for Kirby, and Lily was probably 2 pounds at the time, and it got a piece of its undershell.
Oh, boy.
That's where
it goes right through.
Over to the Caliendo compound, and Lily's now
15
pounds.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. I don't think I've ever seen Lily over there. I've been a
which
house a million times.
Yeah.
Really?
Because as I understand, there's a couple more.
Never really checked in on the tortoise situation.
Good follow-up.
Because we've been there for a long time. How many times have you and I gone over to Frank's house?
3 years.
For three solid years. Never even mentioned a turtle. I get pictures of his new dog all the time.
They're all over at the big yard and the compound and let him run around.
He's selling that.
Yeah, well.
That's dogs plural, by the way.
Huh?
Dogs plural. They never get one.
Oh, he got the St. Bernard a doodle.
Oh, that's a new one.
Yeah.
Okay.
St. Bernard a doodle?
It's adorable.
That sounds like a weird combo.
It doesn't shed. It's hypoallergenic because it's dogs.
It doesn't?
Yeah, they're amazing. Man. He's beautiful. But it's, you know, look, I'm a shelter guy. I'm like, I don't think you should go these breeders.
The hybrids are doodle crazy now because of
the no shed. Well, the allergy thing. Yep. They're great. And they're amazing. But there's so many of them in
my pit doodle pens. Is.
A pit of doodle is a different looking animal. It just looks like it looks like all the kids from Boys in the Hood's hair, and when they do the flashbacks to when they're kids, especially little Chris, and he's got that Jerry curl, a pit-a-doodle, would just have the weirdest, curliest hair and just look tough. But, yeah, I wouldn't want a pit-a-doodle. But, yeah, the doodle thing is, I just want, there's so many animals in the shelter cages and stuff, it's just hard for me to deal with breeders. And I understand they're out there, but what are you going to do? So then on the news last night, I'm watching the turtle thing, I'm weeping, and then a story, another one. But they brought me back, and I got to thank Channel 3 for this because they brought me home. They did a little weather thing after the tour, and it was just a mess. And they come back, and then they arrested a guy in Chandler. Now, this is the benefits of being a white guy, one of the many. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's pretty awesome. But Chandler High School, 4:30 in the afternoon on May 17th. A couple of kids sitting at a place called Wolf Den. I don't know what that is, but it's a Chandler Wolf, so I'm sure they got like a little. They're sitting outside and they're looking over and they're like, hey, is that guy over there beating off? Sure enough, from a distance, like across the street, black dude beating off.
Whack-a-doodle.
And because, like, it would look like I was just scratching my genitals. Like, nobody would ever.
But you could identify the
you
parts.
You could identify.
That were bidding,
from across the road.
Rubbed.
So Barry Woods lost brother.
He's in an orange shirt, a Yankees hat, and he's just tossing it across the street from the school. And then he wanders across and goes in towards the locker room. Now, in his defense, it was 4:30. Those kids should have been home by now. So technically, it's not really at the
it's
school.
An after-school it's an after school program.
Yeah, it's definitely extracurricular. But that's the thing, as a black guy, if you're exposed, people know it like immediately. And they found him. Like a week later, they're like, one of the people at the school recognized him because he had the same Yankee hat on. It scarred people. A black guy flashing his wing scars you. Because I could still, if I saw him, identify the dude at the Cubs game that ran up behind me with his dick out. Goes, look out now, because he had to pee in that trough. I could identify his face. The other night, the Clippers were playing. And they showed Sam Cassell, and I told that story last week. He's in a mask and a hat, and I'm like, there's Sam Cassell. I could, just by his eyes, because when I saw his penis, it registered forever. I will never forget him.
Its eyes looked at you.
yeah, because then it rose up like a
hooded cobra.
Those things out of a basket, like there was a charmer near it. But, yeah, so that's the bad thing. So he does that. He's beaten off, and then he's in line at Subway, and the guy behind him goes, I know who you are. And he runs out to his car and takes off, and he sees that it's got the same front license plate, which was New York. I love New York or something on his front plates. It's the same guy, and they've got pictures of him.
Let me guess.
Right.
Foot long?
Right. What you're going to get, the all-meat foot long sandwich.
On marble rye?
How'd you know, man? I know who you are. But that's it. If you're a black guy and you want to expose yourself in public, white guys, we can do that all day. You'd never identify. I'd be behind you in Subway. Nobody'd ever know. All our peepees are the same. They're all pink, but 6.5 inches long. Tops on a good day. You get a few rare ones, but those guys are living the dream. I could beat off in public and no one would notice. That's the best part. This dude decides to do it in a bright orange T-shirt, which he probably thought the kids would just think he's a street worker or something. I'm wearing my orange out there. Nobody's going to think I'm beating off. I think I'm raking.
So what happens with that?
Oh, he's raking.
Does he get a ticket or something? Because it's really, they're identifying
him. Well, you get a summons. In front of kids.
Yeah, you get a summons. But you can't, I mean, even though you're being picked out and identified.
Technically, he was in front of children, and then he went on to school grounds. So that's like, that amplifies everything.
Are you looking for a loophole?
You want to help him out?
Yeah.
Didn't help him out a little bit?
I'd like to say that I don't think that's so bad. I think maybe that guy was just having a rough afternoon.
4:30,
wasn't me.
I'm going to wander over Chandler Boulevard in front of the school and just pull this mammoth behemoth, that just beast out in the brightest orange shirt you can find, and drive away in a car with personalized plates. No one will ever know. He wanted to get caught. There's nothing about that guy that wants to be free, except for, that one thing. That was, and then so from tears to giggling, I'm like, come on, black guy. You know better. You do that at night if you're black. Harder to see.
Is the danger just that much of a thrill?
Of like jerking off? What are you asking me for? What do I know?
Yes,
if, I mean, I'll answer
you're
it.
You're the
I'll
one answer. That goes at it.
It really is. Well, I remember once playing at Chrisman Elementary, ironically. Yeah. And I was shooting. I used to go there 2 hours a day, every day, whether there was a game or not, and just shoot baskets on that outdoor court out there. And I'm playing all day. And this, I'm probably 15, 16, maybe 15. I wasn't driving yet. So this girl's on the swing, and she's about 2 years younger, maybe a year younger than me. And she's like kind of being super cute, telling me I'm good at basketball and like all this stuff. I'm like, all right. And for no reason at all, I get like super excited. Like, this is something. Something's going on here. Like, there's pheromones or whatever. It's hitting me, and I'm a teenager. So it's like she's digging my vibe. And I'm. She told me I look like the kid from Deidre Hall and Wilford Brimley, Chad Allen. And I was like, I do?
I remember that kid.
She's like, you look like Chad Allen. I love him. I'm like, oh, you do you? So I've got my basketball shorts on. So I go. She leaves. And I'm like, I don't know. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to handle this. I was just showing off playing basketball. I'm dunking. I'm doing all sorts of crazy stuff. And And so she's gone. And so I started to grab stuff, you know. I was the only one out there.
You're inspired.
I was inspired to do a little – I was going to do a little Jackson Pollock treatment on the court I loved so much. And then I'm like, what are you doing? Like midway through, I'm like, what are you doing? You're in public. Yeah, that's what that was me. You could see where I could have
a little
Chad Allen.
Didn't he turn out to be a twink?
Hey, come on. That's because I looked a little bit like him as a kid. I mean, yes, he did. But that's beside the point.
Does this mean Holmberg is a two?
Shut up, Brennan. Yeah, well, the photo is. Look,
I don't want to be laughing.
We're not the same guy. Just some teenage girl thought
in your
mind. Bucket.
You're like, she's comparing me.
Plus, I was also a blur. You know, it was all over the
there
court.
There you go. That's the one.
Yeah, that was when Chad and I were clones of each other. You throw a little mullet on that, and you got something. And I think he had one for a while. But yeah, I was in that category, probably the way Don
Chad drunk.
Yeah, on a 9-foot rim brim. Let's not go crazy. I was 9 foot in it, but yeah, that's kind of me. And but I was the Don Swayze to his Patrick.
What did you say
Swayze.
The show was?
I think it was it was Deidre Hall and Wilfred Brimley.
Was it like Our House
Our
or something
House.
Like
I
that?
I think that's right. Yeah, good job.
Something me. Like that.
But just because we looked alike as kids doesn't mean we both grew up twinking. I was just trying to tell you my story about how I kind of lost control for a second and started to tug in public and didn't realize I was really doing it. And I was on a school ground. But
so you went home. You ran home.
I hightailed it back to the house when I realized, John, you're tugging it through your drawers because you got too excited about this Sherry girl that's sitting right there. In fact, she might have been my age. All of a sudden, she's telling me I look like Chad Allen, and I'm like, all right, this is a thing. That's a go. Nobody had ever told me I looked like a kid on TV before.
Shannon Doherty was on
I didn't know
that
she
show.
Was in that.
Yeah, Shannon Doherty was the younger sister. What year was that?
86 to 88.
Yeah, so I was 14. That was right about it. When he was hitting hard. He was on posters and stuff.
I was pre-twink days.
I was before anybody knew. Look, some girls, I always wonder that. I want to talk to girls who had the posters of those kids, like, because Glenn Scarpelli from One Day at a Time. I remember there was a girl at my elementary school in her house. Her room was just coated in posters of teen boys. And she was a big fan of Glenn Scarpelli. Do you remember him? He was the late addition.
Was he Snyder's?
He was, yeah, Snyder's like nephew. And he shows up when the show jumped the shark and Valerie Burton, what's her name, was Phillips had left because she was so drugged out of her mind she couldn't be part of the Romano family anymore. And then Bertinelli put on a couple of pounds and people weren't sure what to think. So they bring in Scarpelli as the comic relief young boy. The show was terrible anyway. And then it turns out he's gay. But this girl had a wall dedicated to Scarpelli.
Wow.
And Chad Allen was in there and all. It's like she liked all the future twins.
Well, she picked
him. She knows. She's probably got a husband that's like, so when I go out with my friends, like, you realize your husband's gay, right?
Monroe.
No, he's just like me. It's a Jim J. Bullock picture. She didn't know. Mr. Rush.
He's the dreamiest.
I'm like, you know, he's all right. I'm going to let you have it.
She went old school with Paul Lynn, too, up there.
She liked the goat. She had daddy issues with gay guys. Maybe her, that would be great. Maybe her dad was a closeted homosexual.
Oh.
And that after, you can see a lot of therapy in that. Anyway, but yeah, so this has nothing to do with Chad Allen or the fact that I was a poor man's Chad Allen. The fact that I tugged it in public once without even realizing I was kind of doing it. Nothing was exposed. But through the basketball shorts, I was going. This girl was all over it. I'm like, and I was feeling like.
Do you look back? I should have stopped hooping.
What do you mean? I kept playing through the
bar. Gone out with Sherry that day, that afternoon. You could have gone for a walk in the park.
Yeah.
Did you put it in the waistband?
I tucked it up into the waistband.
Of course.
We've all done that. Oh, yeah, you tuck it up into the waistband and you make it so it doesn't stick out while you're running across the extension road.
Look out now.
To get back to your house. Oh, I don't have that situation. That kid with a pencil in his pants is trying to cross the street. That wasn't me. That poor man's Chad Allen has half a heart on. I don't know what to think of that.
Future twink of America, Chad Allen lookalike. I love it. That's a deep ball by Castellanos.
He loves calling Castellanos home runs. But that guy, if you're a well-endowed black man in a bright orange shirt and you're standing outside of Chandler High School tugging away, you want to get caught. You don't want to get caught. You do it in the darkness, and you put your black shirt on, and you hide. You don't just stand on Chandler Boulevard and do it. And evidently he wasn't like an inebriated mess or like a homeless, or he was just a dude who decided he was going to start yanking it right there on Chandler Boulevard. In a way I can relate. Maybe Sherry was telling him he looked like Black Chad Allen and it got him excited. By the way, have you, during the Suns game, did you notice that the African-American version of you does the on-court stuff? Well, they go, let's go down. I don't know who's doing it, but it's you. Because they're like, let's go down and talk to blah, 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 who's on the court right now talking to the coach. All right. thank you. And then he turned, coach, what do you, where's the, seemed like you had urgency. And I'm like, oh my God, it's Black Brady doing the interview. You like froze.
TNT or locally?
TNT.
Okay.
You're saying I'd freeze?
I'm not saying he froze. I'm just saying there wasn't a whole lot of fluidity to his sentences.
That ain't me.
No, no, it isn't at all. Watch tonight when the Suns play the Nuggets and the guy on the court, you're like, is he stroking out a little bit? Or, and then they did it once, and I'm like, oh, he just had a rough break. And then the next two or three, I'm like, he's just bad at this.
Let's go down to Two Chunks.
Hey, what's up, player? Talking to Sunset coach Montrell Williams.
Monty.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. You guys, points?
Monzilla.
Did you have points? halftime?
Yeah, we had a halftime, and I talked to the team. Is that all?
Yeah, I like your shoes.
The guy was just really weird about it. I was like, that's what Brady would do if we put him down there. Brady, go talk to the athletes.
All right. What's up? What's up, playa?
What you wearing, playa?
Yeah, you'd have gone a different route. Like, ask him what they talked about at halftime.
What did you guys talk about? What was the halftime talk about? What'd you do? We'll be right back.
What did you just throw it to break?
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
We're not ready for break.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm having a good time. I hope you are.
Yeah, we're all right, Brady. We have five. But tonight, Suns Nuggets again. And you can watch that annoying little Argentinian. I have a feeling tonight's going to be a different story unless the Suns are just shooting lights out again. That Nuggets team's going to come out gangbusters, and they keep talking about how they're going to use the Joker differently.
It's in Denver tonight?
No, it's here.
Oh, it's here. Okay.
Tonight.
Are you going?
I'm thinking about, I think I'll probably go. Oh, great story about that. Hopkins calls me yesterday. TV sensation Doug Hopkins. He goes, you got tickets for Wednesday? I'm like, not yet, but I do have somebody that asked me if I wanted to go. I haven't done it yet. Yeah, Chris Haynes.
That's Black Brady?
That's Black Brady. The way he talks. It was like his sentences were incomplete. I'm like, I know that guy. Hopkins calls. This is so great. So great. And he says, he said, if you don't have tickets, I got you covered. I'm like, sweet. I'm like, all right, well then that's it. And he goes, I got him from Molly. So we're good. And I'm like, I don't know who that is. And he goes, your sales lady. And I'm like, that's not our, I don't know who you're talking about. He goes, oops. That's Beth's girl. You can't go. And I'm like, why can't I have those? Wouldn't that be great if KEZ gave Doug tickets? And he gave them to me.
He can take whoever he wants.
He doesn't take me. That would be the better part. He'd just give them to me, and then I'd be up in the KEZ suite going, how you doing? Got him from Hopkins. Thanks for the night. Wait a minute. He gave them to you, you jackass. Hey, is Beth around? I need to use the men's room.
Look out now.
Look out now. Here comes Beth. I saw you in the news the other night out at Chandler High, Beth. Nice job. But yeah, I was dying because he was trying to give me tickets. I'm like, that's not us. We didn't give you those. Goes, oops, never mind. You can't go. And I'm like, God damn it, Hopkins.
Beth CB'd you through Hopkins.
Yeah,
huh?
Through Hopkins. That's their little plan. I think Hopkins and Beth are secretly kind of in love. And then there was a little CB there.
She'll be in the apartment tonight.
I hope so. That'd be great. I'm going to go pregame if I have tickets or not. I'll go down to the apartment.
We expect selfies if that shows up.
Oh, yeah, Beth and I are in there together. I'm getting plastered, but there he is. There's Black Brady.
Chris Haynes. The Clippers have yet to have their full roster here for the restart. Montrezl Harrell has been away for 3 weeks. He has been attending to his family where his grandmother, a beautiful woman who was a mother figure to him, recently passed away. I was told she would be laid to rest on Saturday, and he's expected to
fly to Atlanta. This is uplifting sideline report.
Yeah, no kidding.
Sources say he has been tested daily with negative results, so Harrell could be available for the Clippers next week after a 4-day quarantine period.
Yeah, see how the sentences break up and he pauses at the wrong spot.
Very smooth, like me.
Actually, I think you might be better than that. But I wouldn't put you in that position because that's not your strength. I'm not sure what that would be. But I'm just saying. I'm certainly not going to go, hey, Brady, articulate, pontificate on the coach's.
Red ropes.
Mom's dead, and then they're going to bury her on top.
Oh, man. You know that's what would happen. Brady Bogan on the sidelines. Yeah, Brady, talk about Doc Rivers and his.
His mom's dead. And they're going to bury her on Friday. He's having a go of it.
And then you throw in a Brady joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know any mom dead Brady jokes would have to write for me.
Yeah.
It's really stiff right now.
Yep.
Yeah. He says the team's playing stiff. Like his mom, and she's going to be Tuesday night. They're putting her
now
in
that's sideline reporting
putting
right
her in
there.
The ground on Tuesday, so she's an earthworm. Marv?
Great job, Brady, talking about death as only Brady can.
He's just dying to get in there, just like people in cemeteries. Like his mom.
Yeah. Yeah, Scott Haynes says Chris Haynes is absolutely terrible. I don't think he's terrible. I find him to be quite entertaining. It just sounds like he's reading something. He's not real comfortable with it. And he has these weird pauses, like in the middle of a sentence, like, what? Oh, he's not done yet.
And then his mom, who was dead, she's going
to
be buried.
I'm like, oh, my God. Way to break the news,
later.
Chris.
Mom's still dead. And we're in fourth quarter.
Doc Rivers still dealing with the death of his mother. That has not gotten any better. It's not going to. Stop talking about it.
Coming out of the half. He's over his dead mother now, and they're playing much better.
I just talked to Coach Rivers. He had actually forgotten for a little while that his mother was no longer. She ceases to be, you see. Her hospice nurse is here in the seats that she would have been in. And Doc is dealing with that as the Clippers have fallen behind by 17. He has asked me to stop bringing it up. Yeah, I struggled with him, but I started laughing pretty good about it. Anyway, what are you going to do? What's on the big board of musical treats right now?
All right, the wake-up song brought to you by our buddies over there at Action Ride Shop. Going to be hitting the trails. Got to hit up Josh and the boys. They're going to take care of you. All the accessories you can handle, as well as if you need to replace that old crappy bike that you got, they will handle it. Or if you need to repair it, they got you covered. Action Ride Shop on Facebook as well as on Instagram. And Metallica up there, Pantera, Ghost,
Decapitated.
Snot.
Yes. Been waiting for an appearance.
Decapitated. Turbo Negro making an appearance again.
That's a band?
Turbo Negro,
I remember. I tried to block it out.
Mudvayne, the Turtles, Happy Together.
Oh!
Vanilla Ice, of course, Ninja Rap was going to come through. Machine Head, Pearl Jam, Agnostic Front, and Metallica again.
All right. Well, I mean, for the guy who did the turtle damage, and now that I've got the police willing to lie for me, at least
one. We also had Die MF or Die on text.
I don't know if this guy who emailed in and said, look, as a law enforcement officer, he's speaking for all.
Yeah.
It's like Jerry Williams, the chief of police, is basically in on the, we got your back, John, for calling for the death of, if you know this guy, you can throat punch him. You can trach him. Fine with that. And if you got the guy who's hurt, kitten. Don't hurt kitten. I don't know how, that's how people talk now. They don't say kitten anymore, but kitten. Don't you hurt that kitten.
Precious.
God loves that kitten. Yeah, don't hurt cats. Don't hurt dogs. And good God, don't hurt animals. Terrible people. So I don't know which one to go with. Now, 5 minutes alone seems appropriate, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because I think that's what we're talking about here. Toledo looking snazzy today. He's got a little collared shirt on.
Stepping up his game.
You know, a meeting or something we don't know about. He's got a job interview? I mean, he won't get it. I'm not even worried if he does. I encourage it. Just make him appreciate keeping this one. You got a job interview. Beth wants to pull me over. All right, go ahead. About halfway through that, you're going to realize you're not getting it. He does look nice, though. He looks clean. He's ironed. You guys know something?
A little side action.
Yeah, something going on. We never look nice together.
Where are you going?
Why are you all dressed up? You got something going on? Huh?
Full disclosure?
Yeah.
I had dropped about 14 pounds, so I don't feel like a grape in my shirts anymore.
Nice.
Well, there you go. That's a lovely thing. So you're starting to care about yourself
a little bit.
You're showing it off.
Yeah, a little bit.
You're dumping away.
I got a whole section of shirts I can wear again.
So it's you just broke out the shirts. That's why it looks so crisp and new. It's because it hasn't touched them.
Exactly right. In about a year.
Well, it shows. See, I noticed.
Thank you.
This is what women say that we don't ever say. Look, you got a new haircut and your clothes look nice. This is what they say we never do for them.
Yep.
Well, congratulations to Toledo. Did John Lovitz get to you or something?
It was before that, but yeah.
All right. Down 14. How long have you been at it?
3 weeks.
No kidding. Yeah. Good on you.
What are you doing?
Cranking. The intermittent fasting, Brett.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So what, I'm 16 hours on
I'm
or whatever it is?
Basically done eating at 3.
Yeah. You just don't eat at night.
Yep.
I mean, as long as you're taking care of yourself while you eat.
Yeah, and I'm not eating a bunch of crap right. when I do eat, but yeah. Well,
good for you. You know, makes it a little awkward for somebody in the room. It's fine. You look good.
Yeah.
Brady, wouldn't you want to wear his clothes?
I fast.
Huh?
I fast 8 hours every
Yeah, when
night.
You're sleeping?
Yeah.
I was also in the danger zone for high blood pressure, so I wanted to back that off.
Technically, Brady is in the intermittent fasting because
yeah.
he sleeps from 9 until 4.
I'm going to go.
He doesn't call it sleeping.
I'm going to go fast for a few hours.
Fasting.
I don't know how I'm going to make it out of this.
Deep,
9 hours.
Deep fasting.
His comatose fasting. Yeah, well, there you go. Congratulations, Toledo. It shows.
Thanks.
You look clean, like you should have a better job. That's what I was nervous
about.
About
that. He I looks, still got the cargo
he
shorts.
He looks horrible. Well, yeah, the cargo shorts have to go, but I wouldn't wear that to a job interview, but this is nice. Good for you. You don't look like a chubby lesbian anymore. You're a man again. let's do it. It's Pantera. 5 minutes alone, because I've got the backing of the police, so I think that covers all of us.
Yep.
It's the Purge.
All right.
Turtle Killers.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.